Yes?
Mr. Bundy calling on 90.
Hi, I'm gonna come to this cabinet meeting.
I'll be there.
I don't want to make a Sherman Adams you, and I know you carry more words than you ought to, and I don't want anything run you like Walter Jenkins, but I wish that you could extend your influence a little bit over some of these other things, too, because of A, your organizational ability, and your...
Well, I'm there when you need me, Mr. President. I just don't like to get in anybody's hair, that's all.
I'm gonna tell them all the staff that you're number one here at the White House, and I want all of them to carry out any suggestions you make, and if you see something you don't like, but say so.
Yeah.
And now, I've got something here to stress me a little, the Nobel Prize winner. On Thursday this week, 40 Americans who have won the Nobel Prize for Peace, Literature, Science, and Medicine issued statements for your candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
With your private information, there are 55 Nobel Prize winners. One or two, like Libby, are supporting Goldwater and have not been asked. No one can find Pearl Buck. So far, I have prevented them from asking Leonard Pauling. But the Nobel Prize people insist he must be asked. So he will be asked late on Wednesday. And with luck, maybe they can't find him. Seaborg wants a couple of words changed. And they don't think it's worth going back to all the other signers, so they'll have to drop him. This has been put together by Charles Tyroller, one of our staff people at National Citizens. He's done an excellent job. Jim Rowe.
Yeah.
Why don't you find out what one of those one or two words are?
I'll fix it with Seaborg. I'll fix it with him.
It would look pretty bad if the one on my...
Oh, be silly. Be silly. Jim Rowe have the documents?
Yeah, I guess so. He just says he just sent me this memo, and he's getting ready to leave Seaborg out.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Looks like that the man that knows me won't be farming.
No, the only possible way of doing that would be to say that in his bipartisan job, he felt he ought not to be in politics, but otherwise it would be very bad. I don't think that's an impossible way of handling it. You can say the chairman of the AEC ought not to give a public endorsement.
Well, maybe he shouldn't. You want to analyze it from that standpoint. The only thing I looked at, I thought Goldwater would say, well, he's got only one Nobel Prize winner.
Nobody's ever going to be in any doubt whatever. Glenn Seaborg is politically a very nervous fellow, Mr. President. This happened in 1960, and he is historically a Republican. I'm sure he's against Goldwater. I'm sure also that he has ambition to go back into the California university system and doesn't want 1,000 people getting sore at him, and I'm not sure it may not be just simpler to say the chairman of the AEC ought to stay out of politics.
Ask him what the problem is.
Yeah, I'll talk to Jim.
They were going to say he was a government employee, he could get around it that way.
Yeah.
But I think the more we have of the 50, we could have 45 of them, it'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to Jim.